time to count the red flags.
Oh, my God.
It's the War of the Roses on the Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
I had the guys from Dean's Home Services into my house earlier this week, and they were working on a ceiling fan. And they're like, oh, yeah, we listen to you guys in the shop all the time. Oh, yeah, everybody in the office listens to you guys. Love War of the Roses. Oh, God. Then they started having a conversation with each other. Uh-huh. Matthew and Jason are like, yeah, you hear the one where the guy was blah, blah. And I'm going, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You were like, I lived that live.
I lived that. So everybody loves War of the Roses. And we're going to do another one this week. Now, I want you to listen and see what the crazy is not a politically correct word. But we're going to use it here anyway. I want you to listen and see what kind of crazy factor you get on this one, okay?
Okay.
But let's pick up the phone first. We're going to talk to Carrie Ann and find out why she thinks Ben, her boyfriend, is cheating with his ex, a woman named Mandy. Hi, Carrie Ann.
Hi.
Hi. So tell me, what's your evidence? Usually when people have what War of the Roses they want to do, they give us a stack of evidence. What do you know?
Okay, well, whenever Mandy calls, he goes into the other room to take the call. Like, he won't talk to her on the phone in front of me.
But why does she even call? Because they're broken up. What reason does she have to call?
Well, I mean, he claims they have a dog together.
Okay.
So, Buster, like, she'll call because Buster isn't eating, or Buster's something wrong with Buster's eye, you know, like...
But
so she just is calling. I feel like she's calling, like, once or twice a day about the dog, you
okay,
know?
And
but
you,
it's
and
more
you
than the dog. It has to be.
And you see it as she still is trying to stay in touch with him. But they used the way I see it, they used to have a dog together. Dog lives with her. The dog is her dog. He doesn't, it's not like a child where you share custody. Do you ever argue about this with Ben and say, don't have, no, she can't call about Buster anymore?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's because they're hooking up still. I do.
Okay. Have you ever confronted Ben?
And why does he go in the other room?
And why does he go in the other room?
That's a great question. That's my first clue. Like, if he's trying to prove you there's nothing there, then why wouldn't he go to the other room? Or why would he go to the other room?
Yeah, I mean, I grabbed the phone out of his hand one time, and I told Mandy to stop calling.
So what were your words exactly?
Like, you broke up with him.
Yeah.
Like, you broke up with him, like, just, you know, stop calling.
And what did Mandy say? No, you told Mandy stop calling. What'd she say?
She just said, I hung up on her.
Oh, okay. So then, just to kind of mess with Mandy, because you know, you've never liked Mandy.
No.
Okay. So no, just to mess with her, you came up with kind of a scheme. What did you do?
So, I mean, I figured out how to unlock the code to Ben's phone. It's his birthday. So then I thought, well, you know, what are the chances that it's the code to their old house, you know, the code for their garage. And I was just, you know, I was just in a rage, and it actually worked. So the garage opened, and I was able to get in the house.
So you waited until you knew she wasn't there, or did you watch the house until she left, or did you know that she wasn't there?
I watched the house until she left.
Okay. Then you went up.
And so I knew she was gone.
Tried the garage door code, which is the same as his unlock code.
Yeah, which is dumb. I don't know why he doesn't change the codes up, but whatever.
But he used to live there, so that makes sense that there, you know, he would have the same code. Lucky guess. Garage door opens. What do you do then?
So I just went in the house and I rearranged things, you know, like
what?
Just to mess with it. Just to mess with it. So I turned a chair to face the wall. I took all the dishes out of the sink and I put them on the floor. I made the bed backwards and put the pillows at the end of the bed. I just wanted to mess with her, you know, just to like...
Okay, but what good does that do? But that's kind of weird, though, because you made...
It's just funny. It's just funny.
It's funny. Can you imagine you come home from work and you walk into your house and a chair is facing the wall? You'd be like, what in the world? Then your dishes are on the floor.
See, that would be scary because that makes me think someone... rob my house, and like nothing is a worse feeling. I mean, I'm sure there is, but one of the worst feelings on earth is feeling like someone has been in your space. You know what I mean?
No, you're absolutely right, Fallon. I had my car window smashed one time. Remember radar detectors? I left it hanging there in my dash, and somebody smashed, and it felt like gross inside the car, knowing somebody else had been in that car. So here's, you're trying to creep her out. and you made the bed backwards. So you took all the bed. You took the time to take all the bedding off the bed. You made it. You tucked in the top. The headboard of the bed was tucked in with the pillows and the open part at the foot of the bed.
Yeah, yeah. And I had a pack of Lifesavers. Because if I don't know if you know about this, but if you put Lifesavers in the shower, like in the shower head, and then we turn on the shower, they get all sticky when they're
showering. Oh, my
gosh.
No.
But I've never heard of that.
I thought that was going too far, so I just like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, well, you thought...
I had the Lifesavers in my pocket. Okay. I had it in my pocket, but I didn't.
Okay, you thought that was too far, but you didn't think, like, putting the dishes on the... taking the dishes out of the sink. This whole thing is weird. I just can't figure out why you did that.
I wanted to mess with her, you know? Like, I just... she's been messing with me and
okay.
calling Ben all the time.
I mean, I guess you could justify it by saying she's calling Ben all the time, even after you told her to stop and don't call again, on the kind of made-up premise that she needs to call about Buster. I think you need to talk to Ben, because Ben is obviously, you know, he can decline those calls.
That's exactly what I was going to say, Dave. That is just as much on Ben. He does not need to talk to her, does not need to answer her calls. He could easily block her if he wanted to.
Yeah.
So,
good. I mean, how I feel.
So you, after you left her house, how long were you at her house? I'm just curious.
I mean, I didn't spend more than like 15, 20 minutes there.
Okay. Were you nervous the whole time that she had just run down to Cub and was going to come back and she's got like some milk and she was going to come back, or you didn't care?
Honestly, I don't even remember. Like, I was just running on fumes. Like,
okay.
I almost like forgot everything as soon as I left. I was just in a rage.
So what happens when she comes home and discovers this? Does she call you or call the police, or what happened?
I mean, I knew Mandy was going to call. She was going to call Ben, you know, because who else would know the code? Like, she's going to call Ben. I knew she was going to call Ben. I just knew it.
Okay.
So, you know, she calls, and then he could leave and talk to her on the deck. And then he's arguing, and obviously it's about, you know, what I did.
Could you hear him arguing with her?
Yeah, because he was like, it wasn't me. I mean, of course it wasn't him.
Oh, so you could literally hear him saying it wasn't me.
Yeah.
And what were you doing? Were you just like, who's the boss on The Simpsons? Mr. Smith, not Smithers, Mr. Burns? And he's tapping his fingertips together with glee.
Excellent,
excellent. What were you doing?
I mean, I didn't even want it to get to that place. Like, I was just so... I just had so much anger, you know, like I was just so frustrated, and like, I just know that he's still hooking up with her. But
you know what I would have done with that time in her house? I would have gone around to see if there was anything of his, like, are there his socks by the bed, or is there his underpants by the bed, or like, you know, I don't know.
He's obsessive about his stuff. Like, he doesn't.
Okay.
He washes his stuff like. Religiously, like, you know, he's always worried about his, you know, dirty underwear or whatever. So no, he wouldn't have done that.
Wow. Okay. Well, here's what's going to happen next. If you don't have a whole lot of evidence other than just your gut and the fact that she calls all the time about Buster, and that would be upsetting, but it doesn't mean they're cheating. But then maybe they are, because he's not telling her to stop. That's one thing. He's not told her to stop. So what we're going to do? We're going to call in a second. We're going to call him. And we're going to say, hey, we are your bank or your cable company or whatever. And we'll figure that out. And we'll say, hey, take this little survey. And your reward for taking the survey, I'm going to send a dozen roses to whoever you want anywhere in the country. Well, the only logical choice is you. But what if he sends them to Mandy? Now you really have some evidence. So hang on. We'll come back in a second. We'll make that phone call. But what do you think? I mean, you would listen to the whole conversation. If you didn't hear it, she is worried that her boyfriend... Ben is still hooking up with his ex-girlfriend, Mandy. He used to live with Mandy, and Mandy calls all the time. And so to get even with Mandy for calling all the time, but supposedly about their dog, she used a garage code to get into Mandy's house and turn furniture around and make the bed backwards and put dirty dishes on the floor from the sink to creep Mandy out for no other reason. So what do you think? Is that a genius, clever idea? Or is that, like, borderline? I mean, it is illegal, right,
that
Fallon?
That one, Dave. I'm going with borderline. Like, okay. That is, to me, that would... Some things make me giggle. That one makes me go, ugh, too far.
Okay, what do you think? And who is he going to send the roses to? Let me hear what you think. 651-989-KDWB.
Back to the War of the Roses on the Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
Oh, dang, people don't like this woman on War of the Roses. Somebody said, I'm looking at text messages. Our text messages are always on. The short code is KDWB1, which is 53921. Here's one. I could tell this woman was nuts right when she started talking. This bee is crazy. For the first time, I hope she gets cheated on. If you missed part one, the most shocking part is when she said, I don't like this girl that he used to see and live with, so I knew her garage code. It was the same code as my boyfriend's unlock code on his phone. Opened her garage when she wasn't there and rearranged things in her house just to freak her out. Made her bed backwards. Can you imagine?
That's feisty.
If you come in and you're like, okay, did I get drunk and like have put dishes on the floor? Yeah. There's a chair turned around. Maybe maintenance came in or something. But to make her bed backwards. Can you imagine? Picture this yourself. Walking into your bedroom and the pillows are at the foot of the bed and it's all tucked in at the head of the bed. Now, she thought this was a good idea. We got people on the phone, Fallon. Let's talk to Christina first. Christina, your comments so far on War of the Roses, what do you think?
Oh, my God, this is so hilarious. She is just so crazy. I would never go into another woman's house. That is just totally, totally crazy.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm.
Even if you wanted to get revenge on her for messing with your boyfriend, that's too far.
No, she can have the boyfriend if she wants him. I would never, ever do that for another guy.
Yeah, every single person is agreeing with you.
Him and his ex only shared a dog together, and we both made the decision, hey, it's either she gets the dog or you get the dog. And he told her, you can't just come and take the dog when you want to. And so she gave him the dog. So
it is a difference between a child. I mean, a child is one thing. Obviously, you have split custody, but a dog, you don't
have. I'm going to tell you something. That's one of the things I think Jonathan, our legal eagle, wants to talk about when we get him on the phone here in a second, is custody of pets. Because that becomes a big thing. Another text message says, all right, women are going to text in and say she's crazy, but most women know they would do that, and some women have done worse to another woman.
No, they wouldn't. Okay, I'm going to argue with that. Most women would not break into someone else's house.
She didn't break in, Fallon. She used the unlock code.
That's breaking and entering, regardless, because she does not have the right to enter that house, right?
I don't know. I know a couple of cops, and I'm going to ask them about it.
You should. I'm going to guess that she, since she does not live there, did not have permission, it is considered breaking and entering.
Do you want to talk to Hank real quick?
I want to talk to Hank, then we're going to get Jonathan on the phone, do part two of War of the Roses, and see who he sends the flowers to. Good morning, Hank.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Would have you ever heard of anything like this, or what do you think?
I think that she's absolutely crazy, but at the same time, I think that if he really wanted to have her, his ex, he could.
Yeah.
If that was the case, I think it's awkward, but genuinely, I think that he's going to send the flowers to Carrie Ann.
To Carrie Ann, his current girlfriend. There's just not enough evidence. It seems like, I don't know, taking the phone out on the deck and really taking her phone calls, that's a little shady, because he could just say, you know what, stop calling. Mm-hmm. Another one, it says, my boyfriend's ex, this is a text, my boyfriend's ex calls him all the time and it pisses me off, but I've never thought of going into her house to mess with her. The text right under that, Fallon, says the lady in War of the Roses is brilliant.
Yep. There have been like two that say that. Every single other one is, she is nuts and crazy. Mm-hmm.
That freak just admitted to breaking and entering. I don't think we've had so many comments on a War of the Roses in a year. So most people agree that she is crazy for doing that. Let's make the phone call to him and see whether he sends the roses to his girlfriend, Carrie Ann, or his ex-girlfriend. Was her name Mandy?
I think that's right.
Let's find out. Here we go.
And a dozen long-stem romantic roses, too. We'll get those out this week. I just need the first and last name of the recipient.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
That's really, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Carrie Ann.
Okay. You can include a card if you want. What would you like that to say?
I'll never stop loving you.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Then you pass the test. I mean, I don't know what else to say. So this is the point of the call where we explain what's actually going on. And we let you know that you have been bamboozled, Ben, by KDWB and the Dave Ryan Show, because we really don't have roses to send you. It's kind of a ploy. We were put up to you by your girlfriend, Carrie Ann, to see if you would send roses to her or to someone else, because you know that she's been kind of jealous about Mandy, right?
What?
Okay, I know. Like, this is a lot to take in. Okay, the whole phone call that you just got about taking a survey, that was all made up. Yeah. We didn't even write any notes down. You gave, like, some things a 4 and a 2, and we couldn't care less. We weren't here for the survey. We work at KWB, and so we were put up to calling you by your girlfriend, Carrie Ann. Carrie Ann is listening right now, and Carrie Ann wanted to find out whether you would choose roses for Mandy or roses for her, because you know that she's had a problem with Mandy because she won't stop calling. Yeah, does it make sense now?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. What? I'm being tested now?
She's on the phone. You can talk to her about this. Yeah, she's. I'm going to stay out of this one. God. I'm going to mind my own. I'll be right over here if you guys need me.
me too. I'm going with him.
We're going to step right over here. We'll see you guys.
Oh, I found a hole. I'm going to go into that.
Yep.
Carrie Ann, you're there?
Yes.
You're testing me?
Yes. Yes, I am.
What? You don't think I'm going to send roses to you? Like, you're my love. You're my pride and joy. What are you talking about? What? Oh, my God.
Why are you going to the other room to talk to her? And why does she have to call all the time about Buster? It doesn't make any sense. Like, why is she calling?
I love Buster just as much as she does, and I want to talk to him too. And I need time with both her and Buster. First of all, wait a second.
What if Buster needs you?
You went into her house, didn't you? Wait, what? I'm sorry.
Yes, I did. Yes, she deserved that. She deserved it.
You put all of her dishes in the sink onto the floor, and you made her bed backwards, and she deserved that.
Yes. I was sending a message.
What are you going to do? You're going to poison Buster next and blame me?
No, I would never do that. I love animals. You know I love animals. I would never do that.
Okay. All right. But
I know you're cheating. I know you're cheating. And why would you go in the... If it's just talking about Buster, you know, like, why can't you be in the same room and talk to her? Like, why do you have to go in the other room to talk to her?
You're in watching TV or listening to a record or something like that, and I just gotta
how
go
many
get
problems
my face.
Does Buster have? How many freaking problems does he have? I mean, does she have to call? I mean, sometimes she calls twice in a day. That's a bit much.
Oh.
I just know you're cheating. I'm gonna put a tracker on your car. I will do it. You're not gonna cheat on me, Benjamin Allen.
More busting tomorrow. That was Dave Ryan's War of the Roses.
101.3 KDWB.
I wish I had popcorn.
There is one third party that knows for certain whether they are cheating or not. We have that third party on the phone right now. Please welcome to the Dave Ryan Show, Buster the Dog. Buster, can you tell us now? No, it's actually Jonathan Fogel, Legal Eagle. Jonathan, have you ever heard of anything like this in your 25 years of working on custody, child support, divorce, family law, anything like this?
You know what? The sad thing is, Dave, I have seen cases like this where somebody has gone into somebody's house to plant evidence regarding custody. It's terrible.
Oh, my God.
It's illegal. You shouldn't do it. I don't condone it. Nobody should condone it. And in that case, the man lost custody because the judge thought he was absolutely crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he went into his soon-to-be his wife's or ex-wife's house to plant evidence that she was cheating or that she was doing what?
That she was being neglectful of the children. What he did is he took dog feces and actually put it in the house to show when the custody evaluator came over to show that she was not keeping the house clean.
But how did they find out that he planted the whole thing?
Well, he ended up admitting that he did it.
Oh, geez.
He had cameras at the house.
We're on the phone with Jonathan Fogel, Legal Eagle, and he is on FogelFamilyLaw.com. I hope you never meet Jonathan. I hope you never go to his website. I hope you never have to call him. I truly do. But if you know, life is real, and sometimes if you do, you got to go with the best and go with somebody who's done pretty much every angle for 25 years, and we'll make sure that you go through it as smoothly as possible. What all did you take away from this? You want to talk about the custody of the dog.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, when pet owners get divorced, they don't just fight about property, but they fight about custody of their dog or their pet. I mean, pets become part of our family.
Yeah.
So we see people argue about that. And look, most courts treat pets as property, like a couch or a refrigerator. But the reality is that pets are living, breathing animals that have meaning to people. And so I have seen a case where someone wanted me to introduce evidence into court about who bought the toys for the dog, who walked the dog more, how big their apartment was to show that they were capable of having the dog at their place more often. And the courts end up considering, just like they do with custody, the best interest of the pet.
So that's becoming an actual thing now. So instead of just treating it like a fridge, they'll be like, okay, well, Brenda, you have a bigger yard. You spend more time with the dog. Yeah. You take the dog to the vet. You're more likely to get the dog.
Right, right. And I heard about a case, this was not one of my cases, but I heard about a case, this was in another state, where a judge actually ordered a deputy to take the dog out to a nearby park, have the people stand on both sides of the park, and see who the dog would run to.
Okay.
See who would get the dog.
Jonathan, I have a question. Do they ever do, like, reward split custody, or is there dog support?
Ooh, good question.
What's that?
Is there such thing as dog support?
Do they ever give joint or split custody?
Yes, they do. They do split custody. I've seen them do alimony to support the dog as far as the vet bills and things like that. It's becoming a bigger thing the more people are owning pets. And the more millennials that are getting divorced because they don't have kids, but they have pets. Mm. We're seeing more of that because the pets become more like children than anything else.
Let's go back to the going into the house with the garage code. There is nothing legal about that at all. She didn't steal
Absolutely
anything.
Nothing.
She didn't damage anything, but she still went in illegally, yeah?
Absolutely. It's breaking and entering. It's an unlawful entry into someone else's house without permission. She could go to jail for that. So that is not anything that you want to do at all.
Jonathan can give you excellent advice and help you through your divorce and custody, and mediation is a big thing now, too.
Absolutely.
Talk to Jonathan. He's on FogelFamilyLaw.com. 25 years of experience. He's seen it all, and you don't want to walk in the courtroom or find out that your soon-to-be ex has hired Jonathan before you did. So go to FogelFamilyLaw.com. Jonathan, thanks for your expertise. Have a great week, okay?
You too. Thank you guys so much.